Hello, this is Nina Amir and Pure Spirit Creations bringing you a Kabbalistic Conscious Creation coaching tip. So let's start at the very beginning. What is Kabbalistic Conscious Creation? Basically, it's a process I created long after I had learned about conscious creation or creative thought, which later got the name Law of Attraction in the secular world. Kabbalah, or Kabbalah, as some people pronounce it, is basically the Jewish mystical tradition. I learned a few things about Kabbalah later on, long after I had learned about conscious creation or creative thought. And I put the two together and discovered that conscious creation lived within Jewish mysticism, if you knew where to look. And I also discovered that it could be used as a tool. And this was something that not too many other people were really looking at. So I looked for ways that I could put the two together into a mechanism or a system that could be used. So I created that tool or system or mechanism, which I call Kabbalistic Conscious Creation. Now, let's move on to the tip. Are there things that you want? Do you know how to bring them into the reality of your life? Or do you feel frustrated that your desires continue to go unmet, even though maybe you've tried some of these other systems or tools in the world of law of attraction and conscious creation? There are a lot of different tools and systems and teachings that are out there that show you or tell you that you'll be able to bring what you want, your desires, into the physical world. But a lot of people find that they don't work and they feel frustrated. So if you do feel frustrated, you aren't alone. But there is help for this condition. So to manifest what you want, physically or spiritually, meaning if you want a car or a job or a soulmate, or on the physical level, you want a connection with God. You want to feel that your prayers are working for you in terms of making you feel that connection with God. You must first discover what I call your soul's purpose. So let's take one step back. There's a purpose for us that God gave us. God's purpose for us is to be receivers. Receivers of all the goodness in the universe. That's what the Kabbalists teach us. The Kabbalists say that God is a giver and that we are receivers. We are supposed to receive all this goodness in the universe. We're supposed to receive what we want. We were created for this purpose. That's why we have desires. We have lots of desires and things we want. Beyond that, our soul has a purpose. It's our reason for us being here in this lifetime. It's something we're supposed to accomplish. It's a job, if you will, that we're supposed to do while we're here on this earth plane in this life. Now, do you know what your soul's purpose is? A lot of people come to me and they don't know what that purpose is, and they have trouble discovering it. So let's start there. You can discover what your soul's purpose is by asking yourself, what are you passionate about? What did you enjoy possibly as a child? Because if you don't know now in this moment what you're passionate about, think back. Because as a child, you had passions and interests, and that may have been something related to your soul's purpose. So go back and think about that. But possibly now you feel passionate or you feel driven to do something. How do you choose to spend your time? What do you enjoy? What do people tell you that you're good at? Might be something, this purpose that you have, it might be something you're not even considering, but that people constantly tell you that you're really good at and that you should consider taking on as a job or as charity work or doing more with in your life. So these are ways to discover what your purpose is. So spend some time today thinking about your purpose and trying to cull from your life what that purpose might be. Now, to manifest what we want, we must also mimic God. So we have to become givers and share. So there are really two parts to this. We have to know what our soul's purpose is, and we want to create from that soul's purpose. We want to begin to manifest things that are in alignment with our soul's purpose, and then we want to plan or have the intention to give and to share what we create, what we manifest. We want to mimic God and become a giver. This fulfills the spiritual part as well, because we remove the separation of us being receivers and God being a giver. So this old idea that there's a separation between us and God, that God is the giver and we're the receiver, that there's divinity and there's humanity, and there really is no separation. It's all in our head. And this is another discussion that's much bigger than today's tip. But we can be the same. We can find unity with God. And this will bring us, this will meet our spiritual desires. But for right now, we're just talking about how do you accomplish manifestation. And so it's by trying to create our desires or to find desires to create that are in alignment with our soul's purpose, and then having the intention to share them, to become a giver like God. Okay, so that's what makes this manifestation process work. When you create out of your soul's purpose, you'll find that manifesting begins to come easily. In other words, you want to create something that fulfills your soul's purpose and do that with the intention of sharing it with others. That's what's going to make this process work. That's what's going to open you to the flow of goodness in the universe that God said would be there, that God wants to give you, that the Kabbalists say God is giving and we are receiving. Now, you can use all the law of attraction steps that you may have heard of before. They're all here in the Kabbalistic or Jewish mystical model, too, that I've created. You can focus your thoughts and feel what it would be like to have what you want, and you can take action. That's a really important step that many law of attraction models forget. It's here in mine. We can't go through all these steps today. I can't describe for you what they are, but they are in my booklet, The Kabbalah of Conscious Creation, which you can find on my website, www.purespiritcreations.com. The steps are outlined there, but be sure to begin what you're doing from your soul's purpose. You can do that, and then you can go through any law of attraction steps. As I said, focusing your thoughts, feeling what it would be like to have what you want, and then taking inspired action towards creating what you want. And then add in this other step that I talked about, giving, sharing what you create. And these steps are the key. If you add these two extra steps in there, plus make sure that whatever you're doing requires taking action, these are the keys. And by the way, you do not have to be Jewish to become a Kabbalistic conscious creator. Anyone can be a Kabbalistic conscious creator. This model, this tool is for anyone from any religious background, any religious tradition, or any spiritual tradition. So I hope this has helped you, that this tip has been useful for you, and that you can begin to use it in your life. Again, if you want more information, please go check out my booklet, The Kabbalah of Conscious Creation. It is on my website, which again you can find at www.purespiritcreations.com. Just click on the button that says store and you will find it there. It's available as an ebook and as a printed book. And I also offer coaching, Kabbalistic Conscious Creation coaching. Feel free to contact me at namir@purespiritcreations.com. That's namir@purespiritcreations.com. My phone number is 408-353-1943. I'm in California. I hope you'll contact me for more information. And in the meantime, please put these tips to use. They will help you immensely in manifesting your desires, both physical and spiritual. Many blessings to you on your path. Have a wonderful day, and please manifest wonderful things that help you fulfill your soul's purpose and live your life fully today. This has been a tip from Nina Amir and Pure Spirit Creations.